Yeah, here you are. This is the growing room here at Wheatgrass DK, and what you can see here, for example, is grass which is 7 days old. This will be harvested tomorrow, and it will be sold as fresh cut wheatgrass to juice bars, health shops, and I have a lot of customers that now just come directly here and collect. And those customers are normally suffering from various different illnesses, mainly cancer. So that's where this grass will go. And then this grass here will probably go to some shopping centres, i.e. fields, and up in Hellerup as well, waterfront shopping centre. So you'll be able to see the grass all around town from Thursday.
Yeah, it looks nice. Very green. Yes. Very green, very healthy.
Well, the green is what we're after, because the green in the plant signifies the chlorophyll, or the amount of energy that the plant has absorbed from the sun. So the greener it is, the more sort of living energy it has. So that's why we, you know, lots of light, lots of fresh air. In this part, you know, I'm just going to show you around the room. So that's probably more technical, what I would just do for a guest. So, what do we have here? Our grass, we always try and keep at 7 days, because what we're trying to achieve is the nutritional peak. We're not necessarily trying to grow grass as high as we possibly can, you know. So around 7 or 8 days is when you find that the grass is at its nutritional peak, and we cut it, because then what that means is that every time the customer is taking a shot of wheatgrass, they're getting it at its peak. And then we come into our kitchen area here.
Kitchen area.
And what
yes. We
do here is after we've sold all of the wheatgrass that should be cut and should go out in trays, then we come in here and we juice the leftovers.
You have some slow juices.
Yep, we
standing
have three.
Right.
I call them my war machines. If these aren't working, then the business aren't working. But I've had these three machines for about 5 years, and I think collectively they've probably made about 35,000 shots between the three of them. So they're going very, very strong, and they are sort of the backbone of the business.
So could I have one of these at my own home?
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. They are not commercial machines, because essentially they don't actually make commercial machines for wheatgrass. But this being an electric machine and a twin geared juicer is a high end machine for producing wheatgrass
juice. So what's the name of it?
This is a Green Power Kempo.
So it can juice other stuff too?
It can juice
carrots,
yes, it
beets.
Does carrots. It does basically every type of fruit and vegetables, and the advantage of the type of machine that it is that it will juice things like wheatgrass and sprouts as well. What people like about these slow juicing machines is exactly that they turn at such a slow rate that it kind of mimics the chewing action. So about 90 bites or revolutions per minute. That way, the speed of the production doesn't ruin any vitamins or minerals in the juice. So that's the reason that we use those sorts of machines.
Okay. So why are you doing this? When did you first try the wheatgrass yourself?
Yeah, it's rather a strange journey, because I come from, you know, the inner city in London, and I never sort of grew up in any sort of, I wouldn't say in any sort of health, but, you know, I was just a young man growing up, going to parties, drinking, enjoying myself, etc. But it was my mother that introduced me to wheatgrass in 2004. Unfortunately for my mother, she had had cancer twice, and after the second occasion she had been told that she wouldn't be able to have surgery again. So therefore she, you know, like many people, found it necessary to seek alternative therapies, and wheatgrass was the one thing that she read about, and the benefits just seemed to be incredible. And I at the same time had just moved to Denmark, so it kind of helped me sort of find my place, because with the language being as difficult as it is to learn as well, it was almost kind of a win-win situation, because I could start to grow this new product, and I didn't have to worry so much about language at the time. So that was really my motivation at the beginning, just because I knew that it helped so many people, really. So that's why I wanted to do it. So, yeah, but what I'd be explaining now is just technical things, you know, about our production. Of course, the production in here, we have an airflow coming in, we have airflow coming out, we control the humidity, we control the heat, we control the temperature of the water and the fertilizer and things like that. And as long as we stay on top of those things, then every week we do get a first-class supply of wheatgrass. And that's probably the most important thing, just to keep your eye on all of the different elements which are necessary to produce the grass, because grass only takes 7 days to grow. So if there's something which isn't correct in that short period of time, it's going to manifest itself very quickly. So you've always got to, keep your eye on things, keep looking down at the seeds and make sure everything's okay. And that way you'll have a good harvest every Wednesday. Something to be proud of, because you've got, you always want to hand over something that you're really proud of, because it's only me doing it. So it's kind of my little stamp.
So then you make the juice. And yeah. How much grass does it take to make just a little shot of juice?
Just a little shot would be a handful. It would be about 40 grams of grass. And yeah, you're good to go. That way you would get a shot which is about 3 centiliters. And essentially for most people that is enough for a day. When people are fighting serious illnesses, they may go up to about 4 shots per day. But the average person of general health, 1 shot a day is sufficient.
So you just drink it, or do you put it in your juice or in a smoothie, or what do you do with it?
Yeah, well, you have all three of those options. Yes, in a juice, for example, I would say something like apple and mint, and just add a shot of wheatgrass to that. That's a beautiful one. To a smoothie, something like, Hula Blomst, yeah. Ananas, banane, wheatgrass is another fantastic recipe for a smoothie, or just taking it as a pure shot, which is what I tend to try and do the most of. And the trick is, when you do take even a pure shot or a smoothie, try and hold the juice in your mouth for as long as possible, because the juice can mix with your, in Danish, fordøjelses enzymer, and the sap from the wheatgrass is absorbed into your bloodstream a lot quicker and can be a lot more effective.
If I have no health issues, mm-hmm. can I get any benefit of it?
Yes, you can, because what you're doing is basically you're keeping your body in that peak condition that you've already managed to maintain. Because you're healthy now, we don't become complacent. We say, oh, well, I'm going to keep on taking my wheatgrass and really just be at the top of your game. That's what wheatgrass is going to help you achieve. It doesn't function the same for everybody, because not all of our bodies are in exactly the same condition. Whereas I might need a boost in one area, somebody might need a boost in another area. So we all benefit from wheatgrass in different ways.
What kind of benefits do people get from drinking wheatgrass?
In a few ways. I started with my Sphere-More, started taking wheatgrass a few years ago. And her main benefit is for the paradentosis, the thing with her gums. She was going to the Tannlegen every 3 months to be checked. And after her second checkup, so after 6 months, the Tannlegen asked if she had stopped smoking. And she said no. And he said, well, all signs of the paradentosis had gone. And she said, well, in fact, the only thing I am doing differently is taking wheatgrass. So that was a really nice benefit for us there. And in more serious cases, I have gentlemen going into Rees Hospital to be examined every 6 weeks to 2 months, etc., because of their cancer. And one thing they're finding is that their red blood cell count is not dropping as far down when they're going through their treatment. So that is another one of the benefits. And to be honest, one of my nicest moments is watching some of my customers where I've seen them come here over 3 and 4 months, and on the fifth month they come and they're in their work clothes, and you look and you say to yourself, okay, and you see them bouncing down the stairs and bouncing out again, and that's a really nice feeling, because a lot of these are very, what I would call, average working class Danes who previous to their illness never had any need to find out what wheatgrass is or was. Now they found it necessary to bring it into their lives, and then they're seeing the benefits of it, and that's a really nice feeling, and that is basically my goal and my reasons for doing this. It's not about money, because you don't get rich selling grass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just to see people doing well or getting back on their feet, really.
You talk a lot of illness, about illness mm-hmm. and so, but I was also thinking about just keeping in good shape and being more fresh and sleeping better at night and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Generally, I mean, I would notice myself that I'm generally more energetic. I don't particularly need 6 or 7 hours sleep. I can quite happily have about 5 hours sleep, wake up, scratch my eyes a bit, and I'm ready to go. I also find that my digestion is a lot better. You know, I'm never sort of suffering from things like stomach aches, etc. And I very, very rarely would have a cold or anything like that. So I generally, you know, fight my way through the year without much going wrong.
So this way, the wheatgrass could be a good way to just start on the positive health way. Just take one, don't do anything else, but just take one a day and then see what happens. Maybe the body wants to crave for more. Green stuff or
Well, one of the advantages of wheatgrass, and this is proven, is that the wheatgrass stimulates the bone marrow to produce more red blood cells. More red blood cells means more oxygen going to our vital organs, and that way we are performing close to our peak. So that is one of the great benefits of wheatgrass that, you know, anybody would experience, because it's a chemical reaction which happens between the grass and our red blood supply.
What about vitamins and stuff like that?
Vitamins, full of vitamin K, B12... proteins, minerals, and all of our grass has been analyzed by a laboratory as well, so it's a wonderful source of greens as well.
I can see that I can buy it as a grass and I can juice it myself, or I can buy it as a little shot at juice, but I have also seen that I can buy it like with dried
powder. Yeah. If we were to have a world ranking for wheatgrass, number one would be your fresh press shot, okay? Number two would be your frozen shots. Joint third place would be powders and pills, because powders and pills, number one, they're not a living food, i.e. the fresh grass that you get from here is 7 days old. You can't beat the freshness and the youth and vitality of that. When it comes to powders and tablets, they don't extract the juice from the leaves. They actually only crush the leaves down, so it's not quite the same product. So I would never recommend that somebody go to powder or pills before having tried the fresh pressed, because the fresh pressed is definitely the winner.
I personally, I don't have a slow juicer. Could I just eat the grass?
Yes, if you look through the windows here some days and I'm not actually looking at you, you may well see me with some grass hanging out of my mouth. I do often just chew blades of grass. We can't obviously digest the blades of grass, but just our chewing action helps us to extract the juice out of the wheatgrass. So yes, you can, but you have to have quite a tough mouth to do it, because after a while, you know, your jaw really does start to hurt.
So the best is just to have to juice it.
The best is just to juice it, or at least even with a frozen shot, it has been juiced, so the saft has been pressed out of the leaves. That's the key to it. We don't want other products which are powders or tablets where they haven't actually pressed the juice out. It's all the richness is in the juice. My motivation for doing what I do. I'm not particularly driven by money or selling just to be trendy. You know, I don't want to sell trendy grass. I'm more motivated by my customers that come every single week. They take their wheatgrass. We talk about how they're doing at the hospital. And, you know, some of them tell me, they say, Corey, the doctors look at my marks and they just shake their head, and then they don't want to know the answer. But, you know, they call me a miracle and stuff like that. And things like that make me feel good, and it tells me that it's worthwhile me doing what I do. So,
do you need some more space at a certain time.
Yes. Space is definitely at a premium here at the moment. Actually, growing space, we can still grow what we need. It's the other little extra activities around the place that definitely, yeah, we're getting a little bit too big for our location that we have now.
Where can I buy the product?
For example, you can buy the product in various juice bars around town, but I will list a few. For example, Vita Boost in Tol Helena, Orderhusel Helsekost on Osterborgel, Femme Tralva, and Gammel Kongevej, Hunnel Tratten. Or if you're out shopping, for example, in Fisketol, you can try Unplugged Juice there. That's another one. So especially quite a few places in Copenhagen, you can find the wheatgrass.
But you have a website, don't you?
Yes, I do have a website. I've installed a shop on Facebook. It's Corey's Wheatgrass, and fortunately we've got a web shop on Facebook, so you can purchase all of our products there. And also, if you just type in the word Yetta in store letters, then you'll also receive a 15% rebate.
Do you deliver it outside Copenhagen?
Yeah, we do. We have the ability to deliver all over the country and, in fact, all over Europe. So if anybody was needing grass every week, then we can easily supply them with a fresh delivery of grass, which they would receive every Thursday. Or we can send out our frozen shots with DHL or Post Denmark as well. So we're able to reach people, for example, in... obviously here in Denmark, Sweden, Germany, etc.
Can anyone just take the shot, or do you have advice for someone?
People with wheat allergies, I would say to stay away from wheatgrass. And pregnant women, obviously, to consult their doctors. Although having said that, wheatgrass is extremely high in iron, which is fantastic when you're pregnant, and also during breastfeeding as well. So wheatgrass can be extremely beneficial for pregnant women and nursing mothers.
Could I just grow it at my home? Is that possible?
It is possible, yes. Very much similar to growing something like Casa. What you do have to have is a routine. You have to be committed, because your grass will need watering twice a day. It's going to need some air. It's going to need some light. And all of these things have to be present. So if you're a person that is able to commit to a routine, then yes, you can grow it yourself. Okay, and actually on our website, we do have all the equipment necessary for growing wheatgrass. And the advantage of, for example, buying your seeds from us is that we only use seeds which have a very high sprouting percent and seeds that grow a good tasting wheatgrass. So if you do check our Facebook page, Corey's Wheatgrass on Facebook, there is a shop there and you can go in and purchase all of the things that you need to grow yourself. I'm also available via email or Facebook message for anybody's questions as regards to how they grow it or if they do come to a problem. Every now and then, and when necessary, you know, I will come out and quite happily speak about the benefits of wheatgrass, how to grow wheatgrass at home, how to juice wheatgrass and recipes. Obviously, with 6 years of experience, then we've kind of got our routine set down. So, and I'm more than happy to try and help people to grow, because the more they grow, the more benefit they feel. So often, for example, tomorrow I'll be cutting grass and, you know, there'll be grass on the table and I'll just take bits and chew it.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I'm ready, I will just go and take a shot from the freezer and I'll have that as well. But that's, you know, this is the most efficient juice machine we've got our mouths. So it's always a good place to start.
It just tastes like grass.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It's just a little sweet also when I chew it.
It has a definite licorice aftertaste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I always thought was very good, because I know how popular that licorice is here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was always quite a good selling point.
Mm. Actually, it tastes good.
Yeah. I mean, I really do like the taste now. So, but I'm a bit of a grass connoisseur. Mm. You know, I'm often, you know, sit here and just keep it in my mouth for a few minutes and, you know, taste it. You know, some people often look at me and like, well, how can you taste the difference between one bit of grass and another bit of grass? But after, yeah, a few years, you kind of get used to the differences. And this is a very nice grass, this one that we grow. So I'm very, very proud of it.
Well, I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.